Last February, a white nationalist organization announced plans to hold a rally in Pikeville, Kentucky, right in the heart of the Appalachian coalfields.
The group that's coming is a hate group. They're neo-Nazis.
That's Ariana Velasquez, a high school student who decided that if neo-Nazis were going to march in her hometown, she was going to organize a counter-rally. The morning after the neo-Nazi event was announced,
I started a Facebook event, and I immediately began getting a large response of thousands.
The event is named the Rally for Equality and American Values. Velasquez and other volunteers have lined up speakers and bands to perform on the local college campus, away from where the neo-Nazis plan to march.
It's nonpartisan, it's nonviolent, it's a very peaceful event. Bring your kids, bring everyone you know, and I hope everybody makes it out.
The neo-Nazi group planned to hold a retreat before their rally in neighboring Floyd County. One local response has been to organize a tree planting event.
Hopefully, we're going to plant these trees and it's going to clear the air.
That's Patrick Davis, who started a Facebook page for Floyd County events called Unity for a Diverse Appalachia. When he says he hopes that they clear the air, he's not just talking about oxygen.
You know, groups like this, they gain their momentum by getting themselves in the press. So what we're trying to do is fill the news with positive messages that hopefully will eat up their news coverage.
Davis says the community is widely opposed to the neo-Nazis, but not everyone agrees how to respond.
Some people say that we should just ignore them. And then other people, of course, have said that we need to get right up in their faces and have a protest. It varies on that spectrum, but I've not heard anybody openly say they support them being there.
The neo-Nazi event is backed by the Nationalist Front, which is a partnership of neo-Nazi and white nationalist groups. Their organizers are based across the Midwest. They say they chose Eastern Kentucky because it's a high-poverty area that's predominantly white and voted heavily for President Trump. Velasquez says that line of thinking doesn't line up with what she's heard from local Trump supporters.
It really insulted a lot of people that had family that fought in World War II against the Nazis, that they thought that they could represent our area. I think they have fed into the stereotype that we're a bunch of racist hicks around here, and that's not the case.
Pikeville's Rally for Equality and American Values is happening this Saturday at 2 p.m. Velasquez says she expects a diverse turnout.
It's an event for people to stand up for peace, diversity, and love, and to stand against the neo-Nazis and everything they represent.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Benny Becker in Whitesburg, Kentucky.